Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. The three-pack is back. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I've seen more of Dr. Fauci than I have my wife. We kid each other, but they look, who's president? Fauci.
All of a sudden, I realize, God, you're getting old, Biden.
I'm an old man. I hate everything but Matlock. Who is that now?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Currently, CDC is expanding a surveillance program with Express Check. We are also actively working with the airlines to collect passenger information that can be used by CDC and local public health jurisdictions to enhance contact tracing and post-arrival follow-up should a case be identified in a traveler.
Have those tight requirements on the international travel. We have the workplace requirements. Jonathan will continue to look at all options and everything's on the table.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
A Houston businessman, that should be in quotation marks, was given 9 years in prison for a scheme in which he stole more than $1.6 million in Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, loans. He, 30-year-old Lee Price III, pleaded guilty to wire fraud and money laundering charges. He used the money to buy a Lamborghini, a Ford F-350 truck, a Rolex watch, and to pay off a loan on a residential property. He also spent thousands at strip clubs and other Houston nightclubs.
Does he know Jaisal Correa?
I think he's going to meet him. It's very possible he's going to meet him very shortly because they're going to be in the same gulag, the BOP, Bureau of Prisons gulag. Got some more news of the police beat. Involving federal thefts and also some murders involving thugs who were not put in prison by prosecutors that were supported by George Soros over the years. That would be in Philadelphia, among other places. We've also got some sound cuts from the hearing today before the Senate Judiciary Committee for Rachel Rollins, the district attorney of Suffolk County, which is Boston, who's trying to move up to become the U.S. attorney for Massachusetts. Time now, though, for the chump line.
Jen Psaki said Dr. Fauci and science are completely different issues.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci, we have a cut here. You talk about an absurd statement here. This is John Heilman on MSNBC. Could NBC get any worse than they are? But listen to this. This is John Heilman, cut 13.
And protect the American public from this disease that's killed 700,000 people.
And it's because if people follow Fauci, there's likelier a chance that COVID will go away. And if COVID goes away, it's bad right now for Republicans. It's just the math on this, the political math on this, is not hard to figure out.
What the hell is he talking about? By the way, we have another ominous development on the Omicron front. The number of cases since this show started has gone up 50%. In other words, a third case has been diagnosed in the Rocky Mountain state of Colorado. A third, there are now three cases, count them, three cases. Soon, probably by the end of the week, I will have run out of fingers on my left hand to indicate the number of Omicron cases in the United States of America. Obviously,
hi, Howie. Governor Patrick.
It's time for a lockdown, Small Duvall. Go ahead.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, Alec Baldwin said he didn't pull the trigger? That'd be like you saying he didn't spit on the toll taker. Bottom line is, the toll taker was spit on, and it came from your gremlin. By the way, How did a guy of your former girth ever fit in a gremlin? We're gonna be fine.
It was easy to fit in a gremlin. When my wife won the Porsche, that was the in the lottery down in Connecticut. That was the thing I had a problem getting into, a Porsche sports car. But we didn't keep that thing very long. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week saying that when life hands you lemons, make lemonade. For example, COVID-19 has given us the opportunity to brush up on our Greek alphabet, although we wonder why we jumped from Delta to Omicron. What's wrong with Epsilon or Kappa or even Xi?
There is an anagram for Omicron.
Yes.
M-O-O-N, bat. Moon bat.
I was thinking of moronic, but I guess, yeah, you can... You have to switch it around a little bit, but close enough. They're it's the only really, ones that are afraid, that's for sure. The moon bats are very frightened of Moronicon.
It's really no surprise that Rhino Parker would keep up his act as a carnival barker. His time was spent, so down came the tent. Thank God, because with him our future was darker.
I'm going to say it again. He was going to lose. That's why he quit. They can say however they want, how many times they want that he was the most popular governor in America, but he was going to get whipped in the Republican primary. And he retired due to ill health. The voters got sick of him. Ditto his lieutenant governor, Karen Pay-to-Play Polito.
Another member of Kamala Harris's staff quit? I guess she wanted her freedom.
Yeah, I think it was a good career move for, I think her name is Simone Sanders. She used to work for Bernie. No relation.
According to Dr. Fauci, it's no longer 15 days to flatten the curve. It's 15 jabs to flatten the curve.
Yeah. That seems to be the way it's going. Everybody needs a jab. Just keep getting jabbed over and over and over again. And what they say is, what is fully vaccinated? He says two right now. Of course, it's kind of like, how many masks do we have to wear now? I thought first we had to wear zero, then one, then two, then one. I don't know how many it is. Unless you're Nancy Pelosi, in which case you don't need to wear a mask. Or Dementia Joe Biden. So I guess it's a very dangerous disease for elderly people, unless you're 80 years old like Nancy Pelosi or 79 years old like Dementia Joe.
Knock, knock. Who's there? New variant. New variant who? New variant coming to kill you.
That was delivered just on CNN right now, or maybe it was MSNBC.
The three biggest lies. The check's in the mail. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. I'm Alec Baldwin and I did not pull the trigger.
You think George Stephanopoulos would ask the obvious follow-up question. Well, then who did, Alec? But, you know, that's not what he's there for. He's there to offer aid and comfort to his fellow Democrat rump swabs.
Hey, I just noticed that my gas came down 2 cents a gallon. Way to go there, Joe Biden. I knew you would get a handle on the situation.
You ain't seen nothing yet. No joke.
I guess the DCCC tweeted out that gas came down 2 cents over the past week, and they actually legitimately said, thanks, Joe Biden. They're getting roasted on Twitter right now.
Thanks for nothing, Joe.
Dr. Fauci here, and I predict in 8 months there will be a new variant called the mail-in ballot variant. It'll be the most contagious and the most harmful of all the variants.
I think we can all agree on that. There's another meme on the internet. There's a crazy guy, and the caption is, only three boosters till summer.
We might as well give every illegal alien $600. That way, the IRS can track them.
I like that idea.
Early morning yesterday, I was up before the dawn. I heard that pay to play, and Charlie, we're moving on.
Goodbye, Baker.
This is a good chump line today. I'm enjoying this.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Okay. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can always call and leave a message at any hour between the hours of 1 and 3, 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time. Each weekday. And if you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second chump line with the added extra messages that we didn't have room for just now, you can listen to Chopped Chumps. Chopped Chumps is posted every weeknight around 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week's saying that when life hands you lemons, make lemonade. For example, COVID-19 has given us the opportunity to brush up on our Greek alphabet, although we wonder why we jumped from Delta to Omicron. What's wrong with Epsilon or Kappa or even Xi?
Knock, knock. Who's there? New variant. New variant who? New variant coming to kill you.
How many more, Mr. Speaker? Three Americans, count them, one, two, three, have been struck down. Some of them are experiencing mild symptoms, Mr. Speaker. How many more? I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
Today's Today's poll question is brought to you by the Howie Carr Show store. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click store to get your Let's Go Brandon t-shirt, which I'm displaying on social media and Rumble. For $19.99, that's HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What are you more concerned about? Omicron or the government's reaction to Omicron?
The government's reaction to Omicron.
97% say it's the reaction.
By the way, a British chef has received a suspended jail sentence after a shepherd's pie he cooked killed one and caused 31 others to suffer from food poisoning. That's a story that was just posted. So more people are dead in the UK of shepherd's pie poisoning than are dead in the United States of Omicron. That's a fact, Jack. From the New York Post, President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden hung Christmas stockings for six of their grandchildren at the White House, but did not include their son Hunter's illegitimate daughter, Burisma. No, her name is really Navy Jones Robert. I've heard of Davy Jones, but I never heard of Navy Jones Robert. She was born out of wedlock to a stripper and was not included in the festive display. The Biden family has reportedly not met the young child.
Was she named Navy to commemorate Hunter's dishonorable discharge?
From the Navy Reserve after he tested positive, not once but twice, for cocaine. AOC is again confused. This is the woman who didn't know that that vegetables came out of the ground. She didn't know how a garbage disposal worked. I think she thinks electric power comes out of the wall. But now she is. She says that the retailers could be fabricating the rash of smash and grab burglaries and flash mob shoplifting and looting sprees. This is again in the Washington Times. We need to have to talk about specifics because, for example, we're seeing a lot of these allegations of organized retail theft that are not actually panning out. I believe it's a Walgreens in California cited it, but the data didn't back it up. Really. Those are just rumors about every Union Square in San Francisco, everything being boarded up and closed for the holiday season because of all the looting going. That's just fake news. Fake news. Another crime story. A former Southwest Airlines baggage handler was sentenced yesterday to 6 months in prison after pleading guilty to knowingly possessing or receiving stolen guns. Federal prosecutors said Mark Hunter of St. Louis was charged after a passenger traveling through St. Louis's Lambert International Airport reported a pistol had been reported stolen from his luggage. Federal agents investigated and found 7 reported thefts of guns from luggage checked on Southwest over a 5-month period in 2020. Hunter, this is a guy named Mark Hunter. This isn't Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden leaves his gun in garbage cans. He doesn't steal guns. Keep it straight here. Hunter, again, Mark Hunter, not Hunter Biden, admitted to stealing 5 guns from checked bags, according to prosecutors. More than $87 billion in federal benefits siphoned from unemployment systems, says Labor Department. $87 billion. They're happy because they handed out $872 billion in pandemic unemployment benefits as of September 30th. And only $87 billion was lifted. That's what they say. I'm not buying it. I think if that's the over-under, $87 billion, I'm taking the over. 603 says, more people have been killed by Ted Kennedy's Oldsmobile than have been killed by Omicron. That's true. That's absolutely true. By the way, this story, there's a Soros prosecutor in Philadelphia named Larry Krasner, and he doesn't prosecute anybody for street crimes. So the suspect in the murder of a 21-year-old Temple University student had been arrested on August 14th and charged with 8 crimes in connection with an armed carjacking, including aggravated assault, robbery, conspiracy, and possession of an unlicensed gun. But the DA made a motion to withdraw all 8 charges against the Ute who was charged with killing the student. His name is Latif Williams, 17. He was charged with killing Sam Collington, a far-left student, a self-described Marxist at Temple University. On his first arrest, dates back to age 13, Latif Williams. He robbed a college student on the Temple campus. In 2019, he was locked up for stealing drugs. Krasner dropped all charges against him. During the George Floyd riots, he was arrested for burglary, rioting, and looting. He kicked out a police car window. They withdrew all the charges against him. November, selling drugs, he was charged with. Charges withdrawn. Now a college student is dead. Thanks, Larry Krasner. I'm Howie Carr. It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, and now you can save big on a gift they'll use every day. Raycon wireless earbuds. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise-isolating fit, you can start listening right away and keep listening for hours. Raycons offer amazing sound quality, starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. You get 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. And their new everyday earbuds come with 3 new sound profiles. So whether you're using them for calls or music, for work or play, at home or on the go, you can make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. This holiday season, get them a pair of Raycons or just get one for yourself. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to unlock exclusive deals up to 30% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Do you have problems? I know I do. keeping up with what's going to get me canceled or not canceled from day to day. Sometimes you say something. I didn't know today when the three young teenagers escaped from the COVID prison in Australia. I didn't know what to call them because I don't know what's permissible nowadays and what will get me branded a racist.
I believe they're called COVID cons.
COVID cons? Okay, that's it. But see, they don't have COVID, Taylor. That's the problem, you see. I'm trying to look at these issues rationally. So can you call them non-COVID cons?
No, that implies that they're innocent.
But they tested negative after they were recaptured.
They're
after a manhunt, a dragnet.
Unconfirmed COVID cons.
All right, so it's time now for the Week in Woke, where you find out what's happening.
The Howie Carr Show now presents the Week in Woke.
Do you tire of remembering which pronouns to use? Do you find yourself trying to remember the correct acronym when addressing social issues? Are you struggling to find new and exciting ways to reduce your carbon footprint? Well, fear not, friends. The Week in Woke is here to help.
The Week in Woke. Taylor is the Wizard of Woke, and he keeps up with this stuff. I occasionally send him a story that I see that I can that I figure that it's not burning a hole in my pocket. If
you can sit on it for a little while, he sends
right.
It to me. Exactly.
So I sent you several this week.
Yeah,
but anyway,
there were some good ones. But we're going to start with one that you did not send to me. It's along the lines of COVID. And it comes out of Germany. If you heard Woker joke on the Grace Curley show today, you heard a little bit about this. Assisted death is only for the vaccinated, Euthanasia Association says. You can only get, Dr. Kevorkian can only visit you if you're vaccinated. Of course, he's not coming down for breakfast anymore. But anyone wishing to be euthanized now has to first present proof of vaccination or recovery from COVID. At least they're acknowledging antibodies here in
you
Germany.
You can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't. These are the new guidelines issued by Germany's Euthanasia Association. A statement put out by the Hamburg-based group on
Friday. You can't kill yourself unless you're healthy.
Exactly. Reads, assisted suicide and the preliminary examination of a patient's ability to make decisions freely. I love the irony there. You must get vaccinated if you want to kill yourself. But getting your vaccination under, force to get the euthanasia somehow constitutes you freely made that decision. Anyway, it implies physical closeness between people. However, that is precisely the precondition for the spread of COVID. So they just want to make sure that the person that is visiting you and determining that you are under your own power, you can think for yourself, make your own decisions without anybody influencing you, or you're just in a sane place of mind. They want to make sure that you're not hurting the person that's coming to examine you.
Jawohl.
So that's out of Germany. Wikipedia may delete an entry on mass killings under communism due to claims of bias. A Wikipedia entry detailing mass killings under communist regimes faces being purged from the platform over fears about bias. You go through a number.
If I want to find out somebody, when I'm listening to one of my internet only big band radio stations, mm-hmm. Taylor, like Biltmore Radio or Swing City Radio, and I see a band leader I'm interested in, I'll go to Wikipedia, and I'm pretty sure that the information about the band leader is going to be correct, right? But anything political,
usually,
forget about it.
I mean, there are some jokers out there that do spend their time just thinking of random topics they can fool around with that day, and they get away with it. But, Wikipedia is pretty good about finding somebody's username and banning them until they create another username. But this page outlines the deaths of millions in one-party states, including the Soviet Union and China, and is being flagged for deletion because a lot of people are saying it is anti-communist sentiment. How communist?
Can we have a how dare you from Greta on this one?
How dare you?
The entry listing lists the actions of figures like Stalin, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot, and Kim Jong-il has been accused of putting forward a biased anti-communist point of view, and site administrators will decide whether it should be removed. The future, however, of a page titled Anti-Communist Mass Killings is not in doubt. As the entry outlining occasions on which communists have been killed, persecuted for their beliefs under other political systems has not been flagged over concerns about neutrality. So you can't talk about the fall of Rome, but you can talk about the persecution of Christians is kind of the association you can make here. One proponent of deleting the page has stated on Wikipedia's discussion page that, quote, the view that the ideology of communism is somehow inherently violent is anti-communist point of view pushing. Another supporter of deletion claims the entry on the deaths under communism, estimated by some historians to be in the region of 100 million people, should not resort to, quote, simplistic presuppositions that events are driven by any specific ideology.
100 million dead, Taylor, as I believe it was Stalin once said, you gotta, to make an omelet, you gotta break a few eggs.
But, you know, you want to talk about, in today's day and age, if you're a Christian and you want to convert somebody else to Christianity, that person comes back and says, well, what about all the millions that have been killed in the name of Christ over, you know, the past few millennia? And that's okay to talk about. So why can't we talk about the killings at the hands of communist regimes?
Who filed that complaint, by the way? Was it Bernie Sanders or AOC? Or Ayanna Pressley?
It's probably Bernie. Students at Women's College want admissions change to allow non-binary individuals.
Okay, I always get confused when we talk about non-binary because I don't know if that means men to women or women to men.
It means neither. You don't identify as either one. You're in the middle. It's a spectrum, right? Gender spectrum. One extreme you have man, one extreme you have woman, but there's, you know, 87 things in between.
Extreme is a triggering word, Taylor.
There's 87 different things you can be in between, and at the middle of the scale is non-binary. You're nothing. You don't identify. Students
makes it a lot easier to get a date on Saturday night, as Woody Allen used to say.
According to NPR, the small Hollins University still specifically excludes non-binary.
This is in Florida, isn't it?
No, Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Students want non-binary individuals to be able to apply. They changed a policy a few years ago that allowed female students who are currently enrolled transitioning to male to remain matriculated until graduation. They wouldn't kick them out if they were transitioning. Holland's guiding principle continues to be consideration of applicants who consistently live and identify as women.
But if you're male and you're transitioning to female, you can't get into Holland's.
If you're male,
correct?
And you identify as female, you can apply to Hollins, yes. Admission is not guaranteed with anybody.
I'll bet it's not too difficult to get into Hollins. That's just a hunch.
Hollins senior Kendall Sanders, maybe related to Bernie from the last story.
Kendall or Simone?
Maybe. Who identifies as non-binary and goes by they/them pronouns. Says, my womanness, my femininity does not define me, obviously, since she doesn't define herself as a woman or feminine. Sophomore Willow Seymour, who just began identifying as genderqueer, says it's pretty offensive for Hollins to exclude non-binary people.
What does genderqueer mean? Again, Taylor, I probably asked you this question before, but I'm
genderqueer.
I'm somewhat confused myself.
It's a pretty blanket statement. You don't really identify as man or woman. It's the same lines of as non-binary. It's little to the left or little to the right of non-binary.
Genderqueer, is there a queer gender too?
What do you mean?
That's what I'm just saying. I mean, if genderqueer is that the same as queer gender, or is queer gender different?
I think you just made queer gender up.
Okay. Well, then now we have 58.
88.
88, excuse me.
It's Willow Seymour says it's pretty offensive, she's the genderqueer, for Hollins to exclude non-binary people because it's not just those who identify as women that seek refuge from patriarchal structures.
Who isn't seeking a refuge from patriarchal structures? Is anyone seeking refuge from matriarchal structures, by the way?
Are there any matriarchal structures?
I'm sure there are somewhere, right?
Somewhere in Europe, probably.
Near euthanasia.
All right, let's do one more here, and that would be woke white professor gets fired after mixing up the names of two minority students.
Oh, I sent you this one.
This is pretty interesting. Per his written explanation sent to the entire Composition 2 class, the man was distracted and accidentally erred. He said while reading the work of another student, he recalled, two female students walked into his classroom late. In a confused moment, he mismatched the pair's monikers, but the duo was less than laughing. They issued him a written complaint. Fordham paper, The Observer, reports, the two sent this gentleman an email after class expressing that they felt disheartened and disrespected. The instructor insisted it was an innocent mistake. But as
this
it
is
happens,
Fordham University. This is where Vince Lombardi
went to college.
Okay? We've come from Vince Lombardi to this. Okay. Just pointing that out.
Professor Christopher Trogan... he's white. The same can't be said of those he harmed. He referenced that fact in his response. He said, I have done my best to validate and reassure the offended student that I made a simple human error. It has nothing to do with race, but they didn't see it that way. The ladies suspect the mistake occurred because they were both black, and Christopher was already on thin ice with one of them. Call him a repeat offender. He said one of the first-year students who was involved in the incident said their experience in Trogan's class prior to the incident was not great. The student who asked to remain anonymous due to privacy concerns told the Observer that the Trogan repeatedly got their name incorrect over the course of four classes. She said she felt disrespected. The other girl, Chantel Sims, downplayed.
When I used to call you Tucker, did you feel disrespected, Taylor?
No, I thought it was funny.
Why didn't these people think it was funny?
Because it's not funny.
By the way, do you know what the nickname of the Fordham teams are?
No.
The Rams. I mean, that's rather patriarchal, wouldn't you say?
Rams?
Right, Rams.
Rams
are male sheep.
I don't think that's true. I think ram is more of a breed of like a species of sheep. No?
I don't know. I think of them as I think it's a male sheep.
We'll have to look that up. Well, 2 days after the name swap, he got the names wrong. He was placed on immediate suspension with pay and benefits, and that his actions were under investigation by the university. So he's all done. He's got it worse off than Chris Cuomo.
Yeah, he's not indefinitely suspended. He'll never be back. There's a shot. Maybe it's a long shot that Chris Cuomo's coming back. By the way, they said there's a new story out from CNN Insider saying that Chris Cuomo's big mistake was lying to Jeff Zucker, the Dwarf King, as Tucker, or should I say Taylor Carlson, calls him. he's the Dwarf King of CNN.
All right. All right. That's what I've got for the Week in Woke this week.
All right. Thank you, Taylor. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt is now over $28 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver. And now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/HowieCarr to receive your Biden inflation report. That's right, goldco.com/HowieCarr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. So what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/HowieCarr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/HowieCarr. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back.
If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Yeah, rams are male sheep. Female sheep are ewes. Genderqueer, non-binary, all the rest of the gradations.
I thought ewes was the plural of you.
You, that...
You like ewes guys.
Oh, only if you're in organized crime. You know, I was surprised when Whitey used it during the trial, ewes. I thought that was more of the other side of the organized crime, but he used ewes.
So at one point in my life, I did know that Ram was a male sheep, but I apparently discarded that information to make room for, I don't know, Alan Sherman lyrics.
Well, I don't know how much longer the Fordham athletic teams are going to be known as Rams. That's just too much. That's a, you know, what an insult to 51% of humankind. Probably more than 51% at this point. All right, 844-500-4242. Let's play a couple more Joe Biden's on the way out. Joe had a few problems again today, coughing. Cut 13.
Oh, excuse me. We don't yet believe. Excuse me.
Cut 14.
For other vaccines or boosters.
Cut one.
Also, continuing to give me advice on developments as they occur.
He's getting advice on developments. Okay, developments. Cut 19.
Today I'm announcing that we're going to triple that, more than double. We're going to get to 60 teams ready to deploy in states to experience a surge in cases over the course of this winter.
We're going to triple. That's more than double.
Triple, not... like the Omicron cases that we have in the United States. Triple.
You should go to the Boston Globe webpage. You would think that that asteroid is about to strike Earth and destroy all life on the planet. Seriously, it's everything. Rollins has got the hearing in the Senate Judiciary Committee today. It's like buried at the very bottom of the page. It's all about a COVID. COVID-19 numbers have been rising fastly in Massachusetts. These seven charts just show how fast. See today's COVID data for Mass. School cases spike. Colorado becomes third U.S. state to detect rise in Omicron variant. Antonio Brown, two others suspended for violating COVID rules. Oh, no. Oh, no. We need to be ready. Biden launches COVID, winter COVID booster campaign. I don't think we're back to square one. Beth Israel races to find out how much vaccines protect against the Omicron. Those are just a few of them. I didn't even read all of the headlines. And that's at the top of the page. For three. Can you imagine when it goes up to four? What are the headlines going to be then? I'm Howie Carr.